And I am pleased to be joined in the studio by one of our favorite new acts, the Belleville Outfit. You heard them, actually, when I started. They're eager to go. They released their debut back in February, was it?
That's right.
It was called Wondering. Very apt title, as you have been wondering all around these great United States. Great record, which you heard right here on WUKY. Thanks for swinging back through, guys.
No problem. Ain't no thing.
Let's give our listeners a little taste of what they can expect on the tour. You guys going to break out some new stuff for us today?
Yeah, we were here in February and played a bunch of the record songs. So now we're back here in June and we're going to play some bunch of not record songs.
All right.
This is a new one from Phoebe. So
sounds good. What song are we going to hear?
What is this one called?
I don't know. As good as it gets.
Okay.
Take it away. The Belleville Outfit on WUKY. 'Belleville Outfit' live on WUKY. I gotta tell you guys, there's absolutely no way to be depressed listening to that.
It's always better, sunshine and daffodils.
The Belleville Outfit, better than Prozac, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what they tell me.
It's Phoebe Hunt, better than Prozac.
Oh.
We should start with introductions all around. Over there on the piano, we have...
Connor Forsyth with no microphone.
Oh, okay. Hello.
We kind of got a microphone.
On drums?
John Coney on the drums, everybody.
On the violin / fiddle?
On the fiddle. What's your name?
I forgot. Phoebe.
Phoebe Hunt on the fiddle.
And on bass.
I'll just keep rolling down the line. How about that? So you don't have to prompt me.
Oh, there you go.
You talk to me, I'll talk to them. Okay.
Perfect.
Jeff Brown on the bass, Marshall Hood on the guitar. My name is Rob Teeter.
All right, now you guys.
Robert Tatas.
You guys have been hard at work promoting the CD. You played Natasha's last night, but you're going to be down there again tonight, so people can catch you down at Natasha's. Last time you were in, your CD had just come out, and now you're in the midst of this summer tour taking you all over the place. A little tougher with gas prices, right?
Oh, God, I don't want to talk about it.
Are you guys enjoying the ride?
Yeah, we've had a good. We've been pretty much solid on the road, with the exception of a few days since the middle of May. You know, we're back in Austin, but it's always for fleeting moments and for, you know, a couple shows
other
here and
gigs,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, for gigs. But we've been having a really good time. We've been everywhere you can name, and are going everywhere else you can name. So.
Right, everywhere. Yeah.
Any wild stories from the road you can tell us? Suitable for the air.
Yeah, suitable for the air. There's the kicker. Yeah, let me think about that. I don't really know.
Our transmission's busting. Yeah, one time in a radio, like,
yeah, we've been plagued
Marshall
with problems.
Dropped a pick and like Jeff picked it up with his toes. That's kind of cool.
Whatever you say.
Yeah, during the song.
Jeff's claim to fame is catching Marshall's pick with his feet and then handing it back to Marshall.
While I'm playing bass in the middle of the song.
Pretty impressive.
That's talent.
Pretty impressive.
That's skills.
Skills.
You guys getting homesick at all for Austin?
Yes. We are.
Yeah.
We are always. Even though I just moved there, I'm still already homesick for Austin.
Oh, it's easy to fall in love with Austin. Don't move there.
Yeah.
Especially if you have to leave and go on tour for all summer.
Exactly.
Now, you played us some new stuff just now. Are you road testing a lot of new material out there?
Sort of, yeah. We're trying to gather things for the next record, which we will hopefully be getting in the studio before the end of the year to do. But we're like playing solid through the end of November at this point. Sort of, with more details to be announced on all that kind of stuff. But hopefully in December, January, we can get it cranked out and have it out in the spring. And we're real excited about it. There's some stuff coming through that we're going to have on there, and some stuff coming through that we may not have on there. We have no idea. But that one is near the top of the heap. Yeah, that one's in the bag.
Well, that's good.
He's gonna write a part.
We're looking forward to it.
I hope so.
Now, last time you were in, we kind of got into your background, how you guys met, the epic Merle Fest experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to head down a different path
and
talk about you guys as a band. I went back and read some of the reviews of your album, Interesting Almost to a One. They make a point of highlighting your ages, almost like it's a liability. Well, they're good, but they're young.
Yeah.
Does that get annoying at all for you guys?
Does it?
It gets to me a little bit, but not a lot.
I guess you kind of get those reviews. You can't really complain about good reviews, but
I think possibly you like try for that. You're like, you want to be young, but I'm like, I'm getting old.
Young is good. Young is definitely good, but you kind of get to the point where you get all those reviews that say, oh, they're good for how young they are.
Right.
And you're like, I'm just, you know, any review is good stuff. But
those whippersnappers?
Like, yeah, exactly. I've never really gotten old.
I hope one day we'll just be good. But.
Yeah, just be good for however old we are.
Is anyone still getting carded?
Oh yeah, we get carded all the time. We're all cleared the hump though. Phoebe doesn't have to buy beer for us anymore.
We're all now 21.
She never really did.
I wouldn't do that. It's against my values.
Yeah, don't take her to jail.
And how did this style of yours come together? You're weaving newgrass and jazz and swing and big band. Can you just not decide on one, or what's the deal?
That's kind of the problem. Yeah, you nailed it.
Exactly. I think you nailed it. Truth is, you're influenced by everything you ever hear, ever. And we're all six people hearing a lot of stuff. So, I don't know. It's coming out in our stuff. We don't know what our sound is yet. I guess we're finding it, and we're finding it by exploring.
It's whatever we want to play most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you guys probably can't narrow it down, but what would you say are your biggest influences?
Oh, gosh. I mean, we've been lately, I guess you can just kind of do what's been lately playing in the band. Yeah, a lot of like...
We love Ray Charles.
A lot of old like 50s R&B stuff and, you know, I don't know what else.
I'm becoming influenced by bluegrass right now.
Yeah, I mean...
More than I've ever had.
It's all about timing, I guess. You know.
Yeah.
Ever evolving. It's like an iPod on shuffle.
Yeah.
Well, there's no rule against mixing everything all together, and that's what we love about the Belleville outfit. Play us another one, guys.
Okay, we're going to do one that is not our own tune here that will also probably not be on the record, but for the sake of having some fun, Oh Babe. Okay. We'll send this one out to all of our friends in Austin. We'll play a shuffle. When you take it and you break it, oh, yeah. 1, 2, 1.
take it in, you break it in, you. Oh, babe, and you knock it in, you rock it in, you. Oh, babe, yeah, you're moving in, you're grooving in, you. Oh, babe, and you're slipping in, you're dipping in, you. Oh, babe, the world turned upside down when you holler, oh, babe. When you're wiggling, you're giggling, you. Oh, babe, and you're shuffling, you're scuffling, you. Oh, babe, yeah, you're swinging and you're singing, and you. Oh, babe, and you're knocking and you're rocking and you. Oh, babe, the world turned upside down when you holler, oh. Slipping and you're dipping and you, oh babe, and you're moving and you're grooving and you, oh babe, the world turned upside down when you holler, oh. Oh, when you're wiggling, you're giggling, you, oh babe, and you're shuffling, you're scuffling, you, oh babe, yeah, you're moving and you're grooving and you, oh babe, and you're swinging and you're singing and you, oh babe, the world turned upside down.
Outfit live on WUKY. They love playing. You can hear it in the sound. We love having them here at the station. Gonna play Natasha's again downtown tonight. If you didn't catch them last night, or if you did catch them last night, come again. It only gets better. we love it when you guys stop by. Thanks a lot.
We love it when you let us stop by.
The Tonic theme was written and performed by Melanie Johnson.